If you're living in asset poverty, it means you couldn't last 90 days after a financial disruption, even if you cashed in everything you owned. In Dallas, that describes more than 36% of the population. Nationwide, that number is 25%. The highest rate of asset poverty in North Texas? Cockrell Hill. The rate is more than 45% there. In University Park and Southlake, less than 1% of residents qualify.
I think that also points to some of the segregation we see in our communities and how we are really segregated by income, by wealth. You know, there are great differences in outcomes for families living very close to each other.
Casey Wiedrich is the senior research manager for CFEB. The group released a new interactive tool this week. For the first time, it zooms in on poverty city by city and county by county. Wiedrich thinks it's important to understand that just having a job isn't the key to financial stability.
What if something happens to their job? What if there's an emergency? What if they get laid off? They have a medical issue, perhaps a divorce, and that income goes away without household savings? They can really be in a precarious situation.
The new mapping tool also keeps track of financial tools. Nationwide, 8% of people are considered unbanked. That means no savings accounts, not even a checking account. In Dallas County, almost 13% of people are.
If someone doesn't have a bank account, they're often paying a lot more for basic financial services like cashing their paycheck.
Other North Texas counties are in better shape than Dallas. Tarrant County is on par with the national average for asset poverty and has fewer people without bank accounts. The numbers are even stronger in Denton and Collin counties. To the people living inside those figures, it doesn't matter if no one on their block has a bank or if they're the only family in the neighborhood that's behind on bills. Asset poverty colors every financial move they make. Courtney Collins, KERA News.